Shankara, is it not sufficient even? Oh, Bhuvaswanti, what is that? Brahmins do it. It is nothing but a waste of time and energy. I say this not because I wish to have it, but I give you an example. Ramdas did this for 12 years at Takari by standing in the waters of the Godavari, west, up to sun when it comes to the horizon, then he would go. For 6 hours he meditated upon the Gayatri Mantra. For 12 years, remember, without an exception. And then he could do miracles. But he had not seen the face of God. Remember this about Ramdas. You see, you find it in his history. You read the biography of Ramdas, but you will not read, you see. You will do only flattering. You will flatter the persons, flatter men, but not read Ramdas's life. Read Ramdas's life, you will find that he did jap of Gayatri for 12 years, you see. What our Brahmins do is to put a rope on their right ear and go for urine. I do not understand what he meant by that. I also was using some that rope, Yajnopavita it is called, for keeping keys, you see. And these Brahmins use it for binding it, as if urine will not be passed without this, you see. But this is foolishness. What is to be done? This is nothing but foolishness. Absurd and the most silly. I cannot describe it. I cannot have no word to describe it. But this is what is being done. And it is a conventional mode of Brahmins. What is convention? You don't improve. You don't wish to be improved. It is only the convention. And the convention has rotten your language. Taint, house, taint. Sai, kill. Mai, July, already you have spoiled yourself. And why do you wish to spoil others also, your actions and behavior? Your language is rotten, you see, it is mixed way. And you don't try to improve it. You rewrite February, you write July, market. You write Mai, September, something, a nonsense. Why don't you pronounce correctly? As they are they the your words? Yes, they are not your words, but none has done it. No professor of Hindi has done it as yet. They will write Gyan, go and you. Are they, no, is different. Don't you know how is no formed? And don't you know how is go and ye formed? You pronounce it as Gyan because your tongue doesn't allow it. And you write it in that manner. A wrong pronunciation will have a wrong script. You have rotten that in yourself, and afterwards you are rotting yourself with the bad practices, with fools' practices. And there also none has got the courage to break the convention. This is what is unnecessarily happening. Ramdas did break that convention. He had all the powers. By his power of Gayatri Mantra, you see, he raised a corpse. He raised a corpse. And that still is living, I am told, I don't know for certain, but he is, Ashtaputre. The woman had come with her husband and was prepared to go, but he heard that a saint was living. She went and prostrated before him, and he gave Ashtaputra Bhava. And that family is known as Ashtaputre, even at Nashik, till now. That is what I am told. I am inquired some 2 years ago whether such a thing is there. They said there is. And they claim that they have been the descendants of that. And the man was alive, and then again, he could do the miracles, but not God. He didn't see God. And then he went outside the temple, outside the city, and then he served Maruti, Hanuman. Then Ram himself came in a dream and gave him the mantra. Then for 12 years, he used to have that mantra also. He found a stone image in the Deccan, and he worshipped that for several years. But afterwards, he came to know that was after all a stone. And when he saw the actual vision of Ram, Lakshman and Sita, then he sent to Tanjore to have like a stone images of that. He then established them at Sajjangarh and died on the fourth day of that. That was his last mission. Meaning thereby, I am pointing out to you that how a mantra can be efficacious so far as the powers are concerned, but not for God realization. Gayatri mantra will lead you with all the powers in the world, but will not enable you to see the face of God. And there are people, unfortunately, even today, that they are happy having this Om Bhuv, and they are not doing with this world. That will be efficacious. They are the swarahin hai, and mantra jap karte hai. What will be the good of it? There will be no good by these long mantras. Similarly, I hear that Kabir comes every 100 years. That is, you see, Nirgunavadi. And then, if he is Nirgunavadi, then why do you make the difference between Dadu Panth and Kabir Panth? They can't explain. They will not be explaining it. And then why do you say that Kabir comes and it is the Kabira's mantra? And it is as long as that. I don't know it. Somebody wanted to tell me, but I don't want, I don't require. Why do you put wrong and you see dirty material in my head? I stop it. Otherwise I would have known that mantra. But it is as long as this, perhaps more. And they do it, and they say with pride that Kabir comes at every 100 years. But how do you count? From what year do you count this? I have not seen Kabir in my lifetime. I am today 80 years old, but I have not seen Kabir as yet. Probably after 20 years I may see, I don't know. You see, if he has come at the birth of my birth, and then he will come at the time of my death probably. But from what date do you measure the points? Then they cannot reply. It is some silly notions they have got. Kabir. And here from another man says, you go to that place, and if you don't go, then you will have the birth of a donkey. It is so prescribed that I should be a donkey. All donkeys have not gone to that place probably. Huh? All donkeys in Jodhpur must have not gone to that place, and therefore they have become donkeys. Is it not? Some sort of, they have no intellect, poverty of intellect in the first place, and then they have got all sorts of wrong notions in the world. No philosophy. Philosophy is only nothing propedeutic. It is a preliminary. It's very necessary, because it will clear at least the superstitions, misgivings, these wrong notions, prejudices, at source of this. Philosophy will be useful as a negative instrument, but it is not a positive instrument. Positive instrument is only the devotion to God. And that devotion will be with the imparting of the name by Guru. Now you will ask me, and here from this I proceed to the second heading, namely, what is it? There are certain dogmas of spiritual life. Dogmas of spiritual life. The first great dogma is, why should you say that God exists? But the proof of this is for a solvitor, case of solvitor ambulando. Meaning thereby a case of self-experience. None in the world can prove for you the existence of God. It is for you to see whether God exists or not. It is for you alone who should say that God exists or not. The whole world may say that God does not exist. But if one man be there who says that God exists, then who? It is by the counting of the hosts. It is by the counting of the heads that you have decided. I tell you a narration, you see, a sadhaka went to Professor Anade and said that he has some experience of this. Professor Anade came and patted on his back and said, I am as glad as if I have a birth of a son, you see. And then he said, well, what do you say about the existence of God? He said, I believe in the existence of God. Well, suppose several persons and the whole world says that the existence, God does not exist, what will you say? He said, I shall say that God exists. Then here, Ramakrishna Maharaj just went a step beyond. And suppose your guru says, who has given you the mantra, who has given, says that God does not exist, what will you say? I say against my guru that God exists. That's very nice, he says. Svanubhutyaika pramana. It is that which is most valuable, namely the experience of oneself. That is the most valuable thing, according to Professor Anandaji, he said it today. If your guru says, for example, just to test you, that God does not exist, would you believe it? You would say, Guru Maharaj, ye aapki galti hai. Main to janta hoon guru. Kya? God hai. So, the ultimate proof of God's existence is one's own experience, you see. If you have not tested sugar, And if somebody says to you that sugar is bitter, then of course you will believe for some time. But if you happen to go to Khanda Parsa and eat sometime, कैसे पेड़ा देखो तो सही है आप कैसे है तो एंड यू हीट सम शुगर स्वीट एंड ऑल द पर्सन हैव बीन टेलिंग मी दैट शुगर इज बिटर नाउ आई शैल से टू देम नॉट शुगर इज नॉट बिटर बट स्वीट व्हाई बिकॉज आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस शुगर इज स्वीट एंड यू कांट डिक्टेट टू मी नाउ दैट शुगर इज बिटर दैट विल बी द वर्डिक्ट ऑफ अ मैन ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस एंड टू अदर पर्सन सपोजिंग अ मैन डज नॉट नो व्हाट इज शुगर And he is deceived by this. Then the man has known who has this sugar is sweet. He will just handle, just see this. And he will find it sugar sweet. Oh, I never knew that. All the persons in my life, they were telling me that sugar is bitter. But you are the only man who tell me this. That is the guru who tells that sugar is sweet and gives that sugar to him. Gudi kalavaya gula dene. Ramdas Nagar. If you do not understand speech, singing, you put some sugar in his mouth, that's all. And that is put in your mouth by the Guru. That name of God is put in your mind. You say, why hundreds and thousands of names are there? Vishnu Sahasranam hai. You see, and pick any name. Vishnu Sahasranam se kya hota hai? Datta Nam se, and Devi Sahasra hai. Who knows how many thousands and thousands of names are there in, written in the book, but these names are useless. All useless names, excepting that name which comes from your guru. Because excepting that hand, that pinchful of sugar which comes from man who knows that sugar is there and he has got that sugar and he puts it in your mouth, therefore you know that sugar is sweet. Not from the person's verbal talk of others that sugar is bitter. You will not never know it. Therefore, nāyam ātmā pravacane labhya, but he must feel, can be known, if provided, if other man points you out. Points you out that this is the way, go by this way, and you will, anupantha vitlath purana. Anupantha vitlath purana. If somebody tells you, oh, it may be like that, but you go by this road. You repeat the name of God which I give to you, just as you be eating this sugar which I am giving to you. Don't believe in others. Don't believe in the votes of others. They are counting the heads only. They have no heads at all. And therefore they are only giving you. I give you the sugar. Go on with this. Go on, tell the whole world that sugar is sweet. Tell it from the housetops that sugar is sweet. Tell it in opposition to the whole world that sugar is sweet. Tell it with all your force against the communist verdict of China and Russia and all the birds. Yes, God exists, because I have seen God. Of course, if they imprison you, don't say that, because you have to protect your body, and therefore say God does not exist. That is allowed, because God knows your heart. And in your heart say, God, I shall say with these fools that you do not exist, but I shall say with you that you exist. You say it in your mind. You act with the fools. But say in your mind that, God, I am obliged to you. You exist. I exist. I am your devotee. And say it in your mind to God. God listens to it. God bahra nahi hai, deaf nahi hai, ki bang dena padega. You need not awaken persons from that person. He is not deaf. You meditate on him silently. And he will listen to you. And then say, I shall openly say that you do not exist. Will you mind it? No, say it. Say it all. That God does not exist. He will advise us also. That say, if you go to communist places, then say that God does not exist. But say in your mind that, yes, Ram, Ram, Ram. Say in denying God, as assert God. God will advise us that way. So, acting with the fools. Do we not believe that the sun rises? Is it a fact? The earth rotates. But we should talk with the fools and be convinced with your own proof. That is what, who has said this? Probably you. Before, earlier, I believe. Yes, he said that, yes, you talk that the sun rises, but the sun never rises. The sun is stationary there. And it is the earth rotates. And it is on account of the rotation of the earth that we speak of the sunrise and the sunset. As a matter of fact, there is no sunrise and no sunset, you see. But you have your own view. Don't give it. Don't show to the world that it is wrong. You say, yes, sun rises. Oh, sun sets. The sun never sets and the sun never rises. He is there. It is we who are turning round and round and seeing the sun again and again. And we see with every sun that he is rising and he is setting. We shall behave with the fools, you see, and be convinced of what is truth. So that is what we have to see in our way of devotion. I think I should go with the remaining portion, so the dogmas of spiritual life, next time probably, that is tomorrow, and I shall try to finish it within half an hour. I shall not detain you longer. Tomorrow, for half an hour, we shall finish that, and then you will be relieved of it. Thank you.
Prof. Sardate, ladies and gentlemen, we are nearing the end of the series, and I have been feeling, and I think echoing the feelings of others, that we have reached within the sight of the lighthouses, like those of Kabir, of Ramdas, of Professor Anade and other great saints. Well, I will not like to disturb the atmosphere of nobility which has been created by Professor Date by his eloquent and lucid lecture based on his self-experience. And I will thank you all once again. And tomorrow we meet for the last lecture of the series at 8:15 a.m. So you will all be welcome. Thank you.